Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the St. Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer and Mike Snyder on Spiritual Connections Radio. Welcome to the St. Germain Radio Show. I'm Mike Snyder. I'm going to be hosting tonight along with Brigitte. Today we're holding a special WESAC Festival show, and Brigitte is going to explain all about that here in a little bit. Due to the global circumstances we've had over the past year now, we've been guided to just normally hold the show one or two Saturday nights a month to replace the in-person monthly events we used to hold out at Brigitte Center, New Jersey. So going forward, we invite you to stay tuned to our email and Facebook messages. We're just pretty much offering these shows as we're guided to at this point. But with that in mind, if you don't receive Brigitte's monthly newsletter ready, you can always go to her website, lightbridge101.com, and you can sign up for her email list. And on her website there, you can also find out the services she offers, such as her classes and healing and channeling sessions. Normally they're held out of her center out in New Jersey, but there's some things that happen over Zoom and telephone and things like that. So again, you can check with all that at her website, which is again, www.lightbridge101.com. If you'd like to find out more about me, you can also visit my website, www.mikesnydercc.com. You'll find on there some samples of my music, and I have CD downloads and info about the private sessions that I offer. And there's also many meditation class recordings that Brigitte and I have held out in New Jersey over the years, and there's a lot of recordings you can check out on there also. So with all that, I'd also like to mention, if you ever want to hear a replay of any of our radio shows, like this show or any of the past shows, you can visit the website we have for the radio show, which is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. All right, well, with that all out of the way, Brigitte, we're going to turn it over to you. Brigitte, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you very much for all of you joining us here on the St. Germain Radio Show. And as Mike said, focus tonight is the WESAC Festival, one of the most holiest festivals that is celebrated by the Hierarchy of Light and all those who follow the path of enlightenment. The idea is for us to open ourselves to the download that Buddha offers to us in the WESAC Valley in the Himalayan. Once a year, Buddha descends from the higher realms and goes through a sacrificial process of changing his frequency so that he can come to Earth, enter the WESAC Valley, and become a bridge for the new light rays that need to be encoded into us as well as into the collective consciousness, to assist in the transformational process going on Earth, and also to support us in our work as light bearers to bring illumination and love and light and healing into the world that so much needs it at this time of continued transformation. And so St. Germain, through me, will guide you on this journey, and I'm asked to step aside fairly quickly because St. Germain wants to talk to you in general first, and he will then bring different pieces of music from Mike into play as well. But he already wants to address you directly, so I will actually step out of the way very quickly. He's already here right now. For those of you who had some difficulties with last month's radio show, the Festival of the Christ. We apologize. We had some major technical issues with Blog Talk Radio. Every once in a while, their bandwidth is just really bad, and we just happened to experience that. And since we are bringing through a high frequency of the hierarchy of light every time we offer this radio show, it does affect the quality sometimes, and you get a lot of static. So I put a good word in for everybody, so hopefully this time it's not going to repeat itself and we'll be nice and clear for everyone of you to listen. But have no doubt, all of those who tried to listen to last month's event, you did receive the download of the Christ activation. So no matter what, you did receive that. Have no doubt about it. Energy knows no boundaries, so you did receive that. So if, as Mike said, if you want to know more about us, please go to our websites. Otherwise, I will just step aside now due to the importance of the VSAC Festival, and I'm just going to let St. Germain speak to you directly. So just give me a moment, and we are not going to play a piece of music for that because, again, St. Germain wants to address all of you directly first. A little different from our usual way of doing things. Greetings, my beloved children of the light. I am St. Germain, and I'm with you at this time of continued awakening and transformation. And as some of you already have felt in the last week and 2 weeks, there's a new kind of emotional intensity that is felt by many. It started around the new moon, new beginnings, ushering a new frequency, getting you ready for the VSAC Festival that is at the first full moon in Taurus in the Northern Hemisphere. That will be Tuesday night. And you are going to be traveling together with me through a portal that will take you to the exact date and time of when the full moon descends into the VSAC Valley in the Himalayan. So don't worry about when you're listening to this recording. It does not make a difference. I will make sure that the portal will take us directly where we need to be. So even if some of you listen after the full moon, that will be quite all right. Again, it is all taken care of. Now be very much aware of these times right now. When you bring in more light, and at the VSAC Festival, there is an ushering of a tremendous amount of new light frequency being downloaded into you, into the earth. And you are the bridge. Not everybody is ready for this frequency of light. The angels are bridges. The masters like myself are bridges. But you too are a bridge. And for you to be able to be that bridge of light, you had to go through a process of releasing what no longer serves you. And that in a way is going to continue. Because as much as the light is being downloaded into you at the VSAC Festival, it is more or less like a seed of light that is being infused into you that will continue to open up further and further depending on your willingness to let go of what no longer serves you. So the importance is let go and let your divine I Am presence take over, guide, direct, surround, and protect you at all times. Now you might have noticed at this time, and it is supported by the planetary alignment as well, that you had to delve even deeper into your fears. You had to delve even deeper into your trust and faith issues. Whatever that looks like for each of you might be very different or might be similar and the same. But nonetheless, you had to delve deeper into your inner self, where there's light and where there's darkness, where there is a duality and the opposing forces that are creating friction. Do I choose peace? Do I choose war? Do I choose love? Do I choose fear? It is a constant moving between two aspects of your inner self. Every aspect has a purpose. There is nothing wrong with any of this. The question is this how you choose to be from this moment onwards? So it is very much a time of what we lovingly would call of your reality check. Now, everyone envisions their own reality, their own future, their own idea of what is going on Earth at this time, their own story about the pandemic, their own story about the vaccinations, their own story about the political situation, the world situation, the climate change, everything. Everybody carries their own unique story. And there is no right or wrong story. The question is the story in alignment with your heart? Do you feel the vibration of love with the story? Or do you feel the vibration of fear with the story? And the reason why I'm bringing this up before the VSAC Festival and before taking you there is because your fear will get a little bit more emphasized for you to make a different choice. Part of this is to take a deep breath in and out, to stop, to remind yourself in this moment when you stop that being alone is an illusion. Being the victim is an illusion, and you've bought into this illusion for too long. You are co-creators. You are an aspect of God's source, creator, the great spirit of all that is. And as such, you have the ability to change the world you live in, not the world that your neighbor lives in, but the world you live in according to your alignment with your heart and your mind and your divine I Am Self. So what story do you want to live? What inner belief systems work for you? And are you willing to let go of some of those structures that have given you purpose, that have given you something to hold on to in the midst of the chaos that you're feeling in your life? I understand, we all understand, we, the hierarchy of light, that it is terrifying to let go and to let yourself fall into the unknown. And here in these last few years, you've been asked to do that over and over and over again. And yes, we understand that is terrifying. That is frightening. Do you have enough trust and faith to believe in the truth that you're not alone, that your divine I Am presence is guiding and directing you? It's time for you to review all of those lessons that you're still hanging on to and ask yourself, do you really still need to learn this lesson? The lesson of poverty. I know that some of you feel that when you're walking the spiritual path, then there really is no room for riches. But understand that money or any form of abundance, but especially money, is only energy. It is what you do with it that is the key. It is how you approach it. You can use it for discord or you can use it for peace. But there is no reason, there's nothing that we support that states that you need to be poor and that you have no means to live a comfortable life. That is part of the belief system that you've carried forward from past lives, when you were monks, when you were priests, and when the only way of enlightenment was through the path of purity. And that was good then. These are different times now. You need to learn through the manifestation of money, for example, simply the power of manifestation. Because once you can manifest that, then you can manifest many other things in your life. So think about it as a tool to learn about your abilities and gifts. And then maybe it loses its energy of being the enemy or being the punisher or being that what limits you, but you can then transform and transmute it as a great teacher and as a tool to expand your consciousness on. Almost like a painter receiving different kinds of colors that they can use to then paint a picture randomly based on their heart, based on their feeling. And no matter what the picture turns out to be, it doesn't make a difference as long as you like that picture. So money becomes the color that you use to create a picture. So become aware of that. Become aware of how your relationships are with different aspects in your life, aspects that maybe until now might have created limitation because of how you chose to view them. And there are other things in life. Relationships is another big one. Your relationship with another person, with a partner. What is there for you to still learn? If you experience limitation, don't become a victim. Don't say that it is because of the other person that you feel this way, but ask yourself what the message is in this discord, in this relationship. What is there for you to shift when it comes to your belief system? And sometimes it's as simple as letting go and letting God, as less of an expectation, but more of a place of allowance and going with the flow. Because when you allow the energy of the creator, of your divine I'm presence that knows everything about you and your purpose on earth at this time, you allow it to flow through you instead of limiting it or hindering it by having only certain visions of your future that you think are the only visions that will make you happy. Be open to a future in alignment with your divine I'm presence that knows your blueprint. If you are limiting yourself to just one path, then there might be a reason that you're afraid of the possibilities that other paths also have for you, which is built on a lack of trust that your divine I'm presence has your back. So notice, these are big, big, big issues for many of you. Relationship, money, abundance, poverty, and the relationships, even work relationships. So take a deeper look at that. Now with the light of Buddha coming in, it stirs up the pot. It will bring up to the surface more of those parts of you that you've pushed down. But this is such a profound time to shift these around and to not get upset and to not get angry and to not get afraid because something is coming into your life again that you thought you already worked through it, but to be open and to call on your divine I'm presence to show you what there is to be seen, to show you what there is to be felt, because your feelings can translate to the thoughts and the belief system that is behind that, what is going on. So there is a correlation between thoughts and feelings that you can work either end on. You can follow the thoughts that show you the feelings in your life, or you can follow the feelings that show you the belief system in your life. But all of that manifests in your body as the final place to anchor itself. So when you have pain in your body, when you feel dis-ease, when you feel anything out of balance on a physical level, then ask yourself, what feelings come up with that? How do you feel? Do you feel that you're not loved? Do you feel that you're all alone? Do you feel that you can't move forward because it's hurting to move? It's restricting you to move. So what are you afraid of moving from or moving toward? Think about your physical element as a final manifestation of some emotional and mental imbalance and sit with it and meditate and even envision that pain, that body part being sitting in front of you and having a voice, letting it express to you what there is, what fear, what feeling comes up with that. Sit with that. Again, I'm bringing all of this up as an importance of the VSAC Festival. You're bringing more light and you're taking a cosmic flashlight and you're putting that cosmic flashlight into yourself. And so you're going to see things that might not be exactly comfortable to see. And yet through that, you become aware. And through the awareness, you can make a different choice. Because there are programs running in your subconscious that you might not even be aware of. And that light that Buddha is going to usher in at the Vesak Festival is a flashlight that allows you to become aware, to see what's going on a deeper level. So these are profound times. And that is the reason why we ask you at the Vesak Valley to think about how you choose to be of service to humanity or to Earth or to the animal kingdom or to the plant kingdom or in whatever form or way you feel called to be of service. Because part of this flashlight that is going to be shown into you is going to show you what is hindering you to step further into service. So it is not so much a gift given to you. You want to be of service, so here you go. We are giving you this gift package. The truth is, what we are supporting you with is to become aware of what you've done to hold yourself back. The fear of power, the fear of success, the fear of not being prepared enough, the fear of not having enough time, the fear, there are so many fears that can be running underneath the surface. And the light is showing you the root of that fear. Nobody, absolutely nobody, has power over you. Nobody can bring limitations and darkness to you without you on some level choosing that experience for your own spiritual growth process. There is so much potential in you. So as we are now going to the Vesak Valley, I want you to be aware of the tremendous potentiality, the tremendous momentum you've already gained. And this is just another threshold to liberate yourself even further. And therefore, the next 21 days might feel like going, like being a hamster in a little hamster wheel. But the truth is, it's not running just in a circle, and it's not you going nowhere. That's the illusion to break. The reality is, there is no wheel. That what seems to be limiting you is only the birthing of a new consciousness, a new awareness, a new light within you. All worth it. All the hard work you've done in the last year, in the many years. Some of you are saying, how much longer is this going to happen? I'm tired. I don't know how much more I can take. But I am here to tell you that this is absolutely worthwhile. You're all co-creators. You all have the ability to bring heaven to earth. You have all the ability to break away from all the limitations you've experienced until now and to step like a phoenix out of ashes into a whole new way of life. That is what is happening. Have trust and faith in your divine self, in your divine I'm presence to make it so. To make it so. So as we are now going to play the first piece of music, I invite you to just allow yourself to surrender to your divine I Am Self, and we are going to play Sweet Surrender. And as we are playing Sweet Surrender, we want you to let go of all attachments for a moment, empty yourself out, and just focus. Focus on how you choose to be of service going forward, how you choose to be a channel and instrument of the hierarchy of light, a channel and instrument of love, a channel and instrument of empowerment, whether it's the empowerment of the divine feminine or the empowerment of the divine masculine or the empowerment of love that combines everything in balance. Just focus on the simplicity of who you choose to be. A messenger of love, a messenger of light, a messenger of truth, through love. Truth alone can be very painful. Truth through love will allow everyone to grow beyond themselves. So take a couple of deep breaths, close your eyes, feel your spirit guides all around you. This is a very auspicious time for everyone, a time this full moon is going to propel you forward in ways you didn't even think possible. So again, close your eyes, take a couple of deep breaths, and focus on the light within and how you choose to spread this love and light in service to the divine. Play it now. Now keep your eyes closed and think deeper and deeper into your own inner self. Just allow yourself as every out-breath to relax further. And as you reach your inner self, the sacred temple of your inner sanctuary opens up to you, your heart temple, and you can see and feel and sense the beauty of the sacred area within you. It is important that you recognize this place as a place of alignment, because alignment is going to be extremely important in the days ahead. Alignment of body, soul, and spirit. Alignment between your heart and your mind. Alignment between you, your soul, and your divine I Am presence. So envision this as a place that holds an altar that has candles that shows your connection to spirit in a very strong way. For some of you, there are beautiful crystals everywhere. Maybe statues of angels, pictures of ascended masters, whatever works for you. And now at this time, we are going to call on all of your divine I Am presence to descend into your inner sanctuary and to overlight you at this time. Simply feel that alignment and allow and feel your divine I Am presence to overlight you at this time. Because no longer can you allow yourself to believe that you are separate from spirit or that you're all alone. You're not. You're part of spirit. Even your human self is part of spirit. There is no separation. Now in front of you, you can see how there's a portal of light opening up in your inner sanctuary, guiding you on a path of light that is taking you out of your physical body, out of the room that you find yourself in, into the higher realms, where you're all going to meet in this beautiful Merkaba vehicle that is built out of sacred geometry in opalescent colors. But you can just envision it simply as a sphere, because the sacred geometry is spinning so fast that you won't even see that. It opens up to you, to all of you, to enter and to settle down. There even is a comfortable seat for you, and to just settle down as it now takes you either into the future or into the past, depending on where you're at, but it is taking you directly to the Himalayan, to the Visakh Valley, at the time just before the rising of the full moon. It is already dark there. And as you get closer, you see the beautiful white mountains of the Himalayan. And as you get closer and closer, and this Merkaba vehicle is starting to descend further and further, you can see the valley. You can see it because it's filled with torches and with fires, nice little campfires, and there's a glow to this valley. There's a beautiful feeling of invitation, of warmth, that is touching you as the Merkaba vehicle is descending further and further down, setting down on the side of the valley, opening up the doors and letting you out. And as you step out of the Merkaba vehicle, you notice that yourself, you were the robes of a priest or high priestess. And you feel the divine light within you strong. It is filling you from inside out, and you can feel even that light creating this nimbus, this sphere of light around you. Just like everybody else there in the valley, you can see now for the first time the divine light shining out from within them, creating this beautiful, colorful, illuminated gathering. And as you go deeper towards the center of the valley, you can see that there are masters lined up in what's known as the Star of David, the six-pointed star position. It's two triangles, and they're holding the space, because in the center of the six-pointed star, there is a very large crystal. It is what appears to be a clear crystal, and yet there are rainbow colors from within that are making it look like it's made out of different types of crystals. And on top of it is a crystal bowl filled with water. And you know, this is the sacred inner part of the valley. And you stand with many others around, knowing that something very beautiful is about to happen. There is a stillness, an anticipation, a joy. And stepping into the center of the six are now three Chohans. The Chohan of the first ray, the Chohan of the second ray, and the Chohan of the third ray. Now, the position of the Chohan of the first ray in this case is taken by El Moria at the sacred night. And even so, Buddha is very much connected to the second ray. At this night, at this time, Kusumi was asked to take the position of the Chohan of the second ray. And for the third ray, of course, we have our wonderful master, Paul the Venetian, present. And they are now starting an ancient mantra. And the same with the six masters around them, they start an ancient mantra. You might even recognize one or two of these masters. And the energy is humming. You can feel it in every fiber of your bone, of your cells. The energy is humming. You are humming. You're being charged up. Something is about to happen. And stepping now into the center of the circle, the great Jesus, the Christ himself, he is going to represent the heart, whereas Buddha is going to represent the mind. And so they are symbolizing the alignment of heart and mind necessary for the downloading to take place. And everyone is now lifting their eyes to the rising of the moon. And as the moon goes further and further up, ever so slowly, many are singing and praying, and you can feel the sacredness of this time And then it's quieting down again because the full moon has risen and is in the sky in a position that everyone knows that it's time for Buddha to descend from the higher realms into the Vesak Valley. And so Jesus is opening up his arms, hands lifted, in the knowing that it is time now, time for everyone to receive. And everyone has moved into certain positions that is creating sacred geometry around the six-pointed star. You are part of it. So now you can begin to see in the distance, in the light of the full moon, a speck of darkness appearing, a shadow that becomes larger and larger. And as it comes closer, everybody quiets down now. And it truly is Buddha coming down from the higher realms, descending all the way until he hovers above the crystal bowl filled with water. And he circulates around 360 degrees. And as he does, he looks at everyone, including you. You can feel the eyes of Buddha upon you, opening up your heart, opening you up to receive. And then Buddha faces Jesus. And they look upon each other. If you look closely, you can see and witness the energy link between them. And as Buddha is now ready to download these higher frequencies of love and light, you will also witness not only Jesus receiving this love and light, but giving it to the three Chohans that are surrounding him, who in turn are giving it to the six masters who are surrounding them, who in turn are going to give it outward. And so a wave of light that goes through everybody within the Vesak Valley. And for that moment of transition, as you receive now, we are going to listen to the Machu Picchu piece at this time. Now that the transmission is completed, Buddha further descends until he is also walking among the other masters on the ground. And just as the blessed water is being handed out to everybody, just know that whatever kind of water is in the home that you're living in, where you're staying right now, it is also going to be blessed for you to drink of at a later time. But at this time, Buddha now walks among you. And it is time for you to walk towards the one master that you feel a resonance with, that you feel connected to, that you feel guided to go to. It might be Buddha, it might be Jesus, it might be any of us. I will also be present. Any of us that you want to ask now for support, and that you want to now specifically express to what your vision is to be of service, so that that then can get seared into your energy field and you can receive support in the next 12 months to help you bring it all about. And even so, normally we do not do back-to-back music, but this is something very personal experience for you. And therefore, we are going to play now the Third Ray piece so that your heart is open to receive the sealing of your commitment, of how you ask to be of service, and how you would like to be supported in this. Find the master, speak to them directly, and express that what you see yourself be doing as a light bearer and what kind of support you need. You're playing the music now. Go ahead. Beautiful. Now also make sure that you receive a cup of that water that has been blessed by Buddha. Just drink it in the inner realm, but also be once again reminded, wherever you left your physical body behind, all the drinkable water there will also be blessed by the Buddha essence. So you can share it among your family or among your animals, plants, with everyone that you're guided to share it with. Now feel a suspicious time. A seed of light has been infused into you for good reason. You are at the forefront of transformation. You are the way shower. You tread a path so others can follow. And yes, we understand that sometimes this path is a little uncomfortable. And yet now that you are transforming, transmuting so much at this time, creating your own unique heaven on earth, all in your unique way, no need to compare, no need to look at someone else, feeling that they are doing more or doing something different. Every single one of you is anchoring divinity on earth through your physical self, through your words, through your actions, through your whole beingness. Trust that to be true. And it is for you to walk the path of enlightenment, not to force anybody else to walk the path of enlightenment. Set an example so that others can follow. That is the key. Now, slowly find your way back to the Merkaba vehicle that's been awaiting you. It is time to leave. Now that you can always come back here, you can come back at the time of the full moon by yourself, doing the same thing all over again, asking your divine I'm presence to guide you to that Merkaba vehicle that can take you to the Wieset Valley. There's no reason why you can't re-experience the beauty of this if you so choose. Don't feel because you have done it now, you can't do it again. It's all good. It's all good. So find your way into the Merkaba vehicle. Turn around, wave goodbye one last time. As the Merkaba vehicle is now taking you back up, out of the valley, away from the Himalayan, through a time-space portal that takes you back exactly to the date and time that you've left, not exactly the time, but the time in relation to where you should be at right now. And then slowly but surely, the Merkaba opens up, a path of light is sending you back to your physical body that you left behind. But take a moment before you go fully back into your body and take a moment and look at all those light bearers around the world that are returning back to their physical form. There are many of you, a lot more than you even thought. And all of you are bringing about a new golden age. Have trust and faith that you have the power to take the necessary steps that are building the foundation for a whole new era for humanity to experience. So find your way back along the path of light, all the way into your inner sanctuary of your physical body. Your divine I'm presence was with you the whole time. You might have not noticed it as much because of the Merkaba field and everything going on around you. But the idea is to allow your divine I'm presence to stay in the sacred union as often as possible, if not all the time, so it can support you in manifesting that what is in alignment with your heart vibration. Also notice on your altar, there is now a small chalice of blessed water that will stay there for the next 12 months for you to drink out of whenever you need the blessing of Buddha. It is there for you. It will always be there for you. When you're ready, slowly allow yourself to step out, to move your consciousness out of this inner sanctuary of yours, all the way back until you're in full consciousness, full awareness. Feel the seat underneath yourself, feel the feet on the ground, move your fingers, and just take a moment though and integrate the light frequency that has been given to you. But as I said before, it is more like a package of light or a seed of light that is going to open up further and further in the days ahead. That we found was the easiest way, considering the vibrational frequency everyone holds due to outer circumstances, to infuse you this time with the light so that you can open up in a more loving and gentle way in the days ahead. I'll take a couple of deep breaths in and out. Just remind yourself that there is great purpose and you're part of it. You're part of divine purpose. You're part of the divine plan. The festival of the Christ was about love and opening your heart. The festival of Vesak is about illuminating your mind to become aware of that, what is underneath the surface that needs to be freed, released, let go of. And then at the next full moon, it is about the divine will, allowing thy will be done through you to bring a better world to humanity. And that is the festival of humanity at the next full moon. Looking forward to connecting with all of you then. Until then, my love is with you always. I am Saint Germain, and it is done. Namaste.
Okay, well, Brigitte, what a great show that was. Really was powerful. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Thank you for asking. Yes, it was a little bit surprising how fast St. Germain wanted to like move in, but I think for these times, I guess he had a lot to share to help us through these times right now, because there certainly seems to be another layer that's being lifted off of us for us to cross another threshold to another level of consciousness. And it just seems to also bring up a lot of discomfort at times and rawness and challenges that really are only challenges because we succumb to our fears and then we work through them and we keep our trust and faith up and then everything just starts to dissolve, you know. So these are definitely interesting times.
Oh, yeah, I agree. One thing I'd like to talk about is some of the other resources that are available. I had already mentioned our websites earlier, but the Heart of Oneness Holistic Expo.com, if you go to Heart of Oneness Holistic Expo.com, you'll see that there's going to be a expo in Edison, New Jersey. It's had to have been postponed several times, obviously, to the circumstances around the world right now. But the latest plan is for that to be held August 13th through 15th, 2021 at Edison. So if you go to their webpage, you can see more information about it. You can also, through their webpage, you can link to their Facebook page. And Karen and Matt had put on another virtual expo. They had done a couple of them over the past year. But if you go into their videos, you'll see they've done different interviews of people. And then they also have in the virtual expo all sorts of different vendors and healers who have given presentations and healing sessions and different things that you can enjoy all right through their Facebook page there. Brigitte and I had done like a 15-minute piece also that you can find on there. In addition, we're starting to build out a little bit more videos on our Lightbridge 101 YouTube channel. There's a 11-11 activation video on there. And Brigitte, what's the most recent one we had just done on there?
Yeah, I was trying to think about that too. We just did a YouTube, didn't we? It was a journey of illumination. And I'm sorry, I cannot really, I can't recall what the name of it was either, to be fair.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, anyway, all you have to do is go to youtube.com, type in Lightbridge 101, and you'll see some of the different things we have on there. We're just starting to start getting more content on there. There's a couple things right now, but we hope to add more to that in the future. And again, you know, we're just working with that new paradigm of offering what we can, you know, with the limitation of in-person groups right now and safety measures and, you know, the numbers with everything going on seem to go up and down lately. So, you know, just how everybody else is playing it safe. We've been doing the same by doing these radio shows and offering what we can virtually. So, and again, you can always join Brigitte's email list and her website there if you want to keep getting information about what we have going on. So with that, I guess we're pretty much ready to wrap it up, Brigitte.
Yeah, everybody, I hope you have a wonderful full moon on Tuesday. If you want to travel then again to the Wisak Valley, it's a beautiful time. And St. Germain really wants to remind you that all of your water has been blessed. So don't worry about, like, I know some of you have come to the event in Clinton. We had a big bowl of water that was blessed and that we shared afterwards. So if you have in your house any kind of prepacked water or anything, it is blessed. So you can certainly continue feeling and drinking the vibration of Buddha in the days and weeks ahead. And also just really become aware that this particular supermoon is going to really open us up further. So just be gentle with yourself. If your body wants to rest, rest. If your body wants to run and dance and sing, and then go ahead and do that, but pay attention. And I just, someone sent me a message earlier. the key for these times truly is let go, let go, let go, and let your divine I Am presence just work with you and through you. Let go and let God, really. So just don't hang on too much. Don't get too worried. This is just another level of releasing for a new light and new consciousness to come in. It's all good. You're safe. You're provided for. Just trust the process, all right? And thank you so much for listening and connecting with us. I love you all. And hopefully soon at some point we can do it in a, on a, on a physical level again too. So blessings to all of you. Love you. And happy VSAC Festival.
And I did figure out what that was on our YouTube page. We had added a, this year we had done a video for the spring equinox. The video portion has some different relaxing pictures and things like that, but then there is a in-depth meditation where you close your eyes and can participate. So that's also something interesting to check out.
Yeah, especially because the spring equinox is really about new beginnings. So even if it's not the spring equinox, if you feel like you're going through endings, new beginnings, that YouTube will certainly support you in the new beginnings into stepping in your life. So you can listen to it anytime.
Yeah. So, all right.
All right,
well,
everybody. Love you. Peace out and be well.
All right. Good night, everybody.